minutes in there, 12 or more, because I could probably get more in there. But let's just use his number of 12 residential units in there, going in and out probably of both drives, both the shared easement and access off Church Road. You're going to have more ingress and egress with that than some office retail, in my opinion, because you're going to have multiple families coming in and out every day, weekends and all that kind of stuff. If not more, certainly the equivalent in terms of traffic and use of ingress and egress. So I think that whether it stays its current zoning or it gets changed under this plan, his concern, while legitimate, maybe be a legitimate concern, it would be the same way, whether it stays in its current use or C2.
When I'm looking at the drawing here, when he comes out of his house, his drive, exactly where does he come out? Does he come out right there where that easement's at?
I believe so.
That's the way it looks in the drawing. So if I'm seeing this right, and correct me if I'm wrong, and the gentleman can too, Bee Creek Road, we're all pretty familiar with the traffic on Bee Creek Road. So if I'm coming out of my house, if I live there, I'm coming out of the drive right there. So if that easement, it would concern me whether a development on this, if they were going to be putting traffic in there also, because I'd be sharing, so it would be a major concern. But
understood.
I'm hearing from you that there's no way, if you guys, if Lifestyle purchases this, that you would plan on using that drive to go into your lot.
Maybe I said it too strong. I wouldn't say there's no way. What I'd say is looking at, because we haven't even built our current site plan, and so I don't want to mislead the commission anyway. We've got a very rough idea of what it would look like. But I don't, sitting here today, Sheila, I can't imagine why we'd want to use it. I'm just talking from my personal perspective as a developer, because that even if I have a legal right to use it, that does not look like a good point of ingress and egress to Bee Creek Road for the reasons I just discussed. It's gravel. It's not wide enough. I can't. There could also be potential legal issues. I don't know. Meaning, what was the easement originally intended for? What it can be, what it can and cannot be used for. It'd be far easier for me, since I'm already going to have to build in, and I'm confident of this, I'm going to have to build in an entrance to that site from Church Road. And so from my perspective, I don't know, currently sitting here now with my idea of the site plan, I don't know why I'd want to or should use that easement.
I don't either, but the reason I phrased it that way, if you said that there was no way you was going to use it, I'd take that to the bank.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you saying that.
But your statement, it doesn't depend on you.
If I could, I mean, I'd certainly be willing to say that if I had a dedicated site plan sitting here today, because then I could say that. Since I don't, it's hard for me to say in no circumstances would that ever be used.
Yeah. Can't speak for other people.
Yes.
But it does make sense that you want to come off Church Road. I wouldn't want to come off up there with everything else that's...
I wouldn't either. I have, like I said, I have some other concerns too about using that, that are my own concerns. Mm-hmm.
Scott, refresh my memory, the green right next to it is it
office
C2?
The light green is office. You have the Branson Central offices here. This is the corporate place, which are offices. The dark green is the C2. So there's some in the area to join this office.
is coming out of the outer road there onto Church Road, that's all completed?
You mean road-wise?
If, yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So it would already be
completed. Yeah, that's exactly right. That's why I say here, sitting here today, I don't know why I'd rather use a gravel road that's not very wide when I have a finished paved road that meets county standard and I don't have to worry about any of that stuff. I don't. It wouldn't make sense currently thinking about it.
With what you're planning on building, does it not follow under office zoning?
Would it qualify under office? I don't know. I know it does under C2, and so that's why we applied for C2. Scott's probably more of an expert on that than me. What I would be concerned about under just office would be the warehouse portion of it, the storage part, where they can put, like, for example, a small piece of equipment or something, like the surveyor example I gave you. They could probably park a small piece of equipment in their warehouse. I don't know if that would qualify under an office or not. I just don't know.
Scott, can you zoom out and go to what's the property zone that's over by the interest of the can? C2.
Yes, C2.
Even the one. Okay, that's different.
Yeah.
Okay. And then down Reinhardt.
The warehouse one is warehouse district because there is some manufacturing in there. Manufacturing.
But I don't know that there's very much manufacturing. You got a retail store at the end, you've got a plumbing supply store there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think you have a CrossFit in there.
Mm-hmm. The initial contact was more of a self-service storage that I looked at. Of course, I might suggest the zoning district, but the applicants usually look at it and I'll give them the information and say, you know, find the zoning district that's going to fit your use. And that's where they came through with the C2.
So I guess ultimately it's up to Mr. Wilson. What was the name?
Yeah, William Wilson or Bill Wilson.
So ultimately it's up to Mr. Wilson if he wants to sell or get rid of part of that easement.
Yeah. I mean, I think we have, obviously we're the future buyers. I'd be misleading if I didn't tell you I probably have some influence on that, particularly if we were to buy it. But I, like I mentioned earlier, I generally have concerns about selling off edges of your tract when you don't have a finalized plan. I told that to the gentleman earlier. I told that to him on Friday. I said, I don't have current interest in selling it. It's not that I wouldn't ever. My main concern is I don't have a finalized site plan, so I don't know.
You want to know your setbacks there?
Yes, I got to know where my setbacks are and how it sits on the property before I could commit to something like that. And that's what I told him on Friday, or that I didn't have a current interest in it.
And Scott, if they owned the lot, the big ifs, and they had their final plan, and they need to 5-foot or something setback, would they go before Board of Equalization then and be able to get that setback?
If they couldn't meet it?
Mm-hmm.
Right. If they can't meet setbacks or something in the zoning regulations, then they'll have to go for
they'd
the Board
have
of
an option.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To seek.
What my question was that if these big ifs, if Lifestyle owned this lot and they had a final plan, and in that final plan they needed, say, 5 feet or 6 feet greater than what the setback was, they then would have the option, they could still go before the Board of Adjustments and be granted, if Board mm-hmm. Adjustments, five-man board, voted, they could be granted that setback
mm-hmm.
if you decided to sell it then.
Yes. That would be a possibility.
Sir, was your main concern the zoning, or your concern just the easement?
When we first moved there, we did ask about that property. It was, at that time, it was zoned office. And we felt that was, they could be reasonable neighbors. But I talked to Bill, and he says, I have no plans for that. My kids will have it when I die. All right? So it could just pretty much left it where it was. So when we found out there was an easement there, it turns out it's a 40-foot easement. It's not a gravel road. The gravel road is there because it's access to my driveways. And guess who maintains that? You know, me. In fact, 2 years ago, when they were in there doing the grading, they brought trucks and heavy equipment right in on that gravel road. Guess who had to repair it afterwards? I did. I had Youngblood come out there at the tune of $800 and repair that gravel road, all right? So it's a 40-foot easement. So that's not just a little 20-foot gravel road. There's a 40-foot easement. So, you know, through this whole process, it has been a concern to me that I keep getting told one thing, and the next thing I turn around, I'm getting told something else, and I'm getting told something else. I'm getting promised this, I'm getting promised that, and none of that's holding true. Now, if they said, well, there's no real reason for me to use that, doesn't say they won't. And that's what bothers me a lot, is because if I've got trucks and stuff going in front of my house, you know, that's just, you know, that just kind of ruins my whole environment there. And it's been a very nice, peaceful environment. A few cars coming in and out, you know, over on the office side or something like that, no problem. But there's been problems out there. And we've had the neighbors over there at Corporate Place that they've tried to steal catalytic converters off their vehicles. We've had people cut in across our yard until the weeds got too high to go to Burl, because that's Burl sitting over there at the northwest corner of Corporate Place. So and Corporate Road encircles Corporate Place, so there is actually, you know, a quote roadway there. Now, whether that's a private road or whether it's a public road, I would think it was a public road if it's called Corporate Way, then it would be accessible there too. All I'm trying to do is say, you know, I want to preserve what I've got there. You know, we put a lot of money into our house to try to make it our home, our forever home. And I just want to be able to have my forever home. And I don't want to be forced to be putting up with trucks and cars and all kinds of stuff coming in and out in front of my house if they really don't need it. And what they're telling me is they're telling me that they're not going to use it. They're going to come off of Church Road. Well, that's fine. Talk is cheap. Because 6 months down the road, they could still come in on that easement. So, you know, that's my biggest concern. And again, I said, okay, I understand, you know, that there was office buildings around me. I thought office buildings would be okay. Then when we negotiated from an R3 down to an R2, because I was requesting an R1, then I thought, okay, duplex is okay. I